Title: Updated IRS Guidance Addressing COVID-19 Relief Employer Tax Credits. Content: The IRS recently published guidance on the new refundable employment tax credits available under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act, the FFCRA, and the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act. Both the FFCRA and the CARES Act provide refundable tax credits to employers for qualified wages paid to employees under circumstances stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. Eligible employers can receive a refundable tax credit to cover all or some of the cost of mandatory qualified sick leave and qualified FMLA leave payments, collectively, qualified leave payments. 1. In addition, under the CARES Act, employers whose operations are fully or partially suspended due to a COVID-19-related governmental order or who experience a greater than 50% reduction in quarterly receipts may receive a refundable tax credit equal to 50% of the first $10,000 in qualified wages paid to each employee, employee retention payments. New IRS Form 7200 advance payment of employer credits due to COVID-19. To aid cash-strapped employers in footing the upfront costs associated with qualified leave payments and employee retention payments, the IRS has established a procedure for employers to request an advance on refundable tax credits. The IRS stated that employers should first access federal employment taxes related to wages paid between April 1, 2020, and December 31, 2020, including withheld taxes, that would otherwise be required to be deposited with the IRS. Thus, the federal employment taxes that are available for the advance of the credits to pay for qualified leave payments and employee retention payments include withheld federal income tax, the employee share of Social Security and Medicare taxes, and the employer share of Social Security and Medicare taxes. According to recently published IRS Notice 2020-22, the IRS has waived penalties associated with the failure to deposit these amounts to the extent they are used to fund or reimburse the employer for qualified leave payments and employee retention payments. If these amounts are not sufficient to cover qualified leave payments and employee retention payments, the employer can file a Form 7200, Advance Payment of Employer Credits Due to COVID-19, to request a cash advance to cover such payments. Requests may be faxed to the IRS at the number listed in the instructions to the Form 7200. When are business operations considered partially suspended to qualify for the Employee Retention Payments Credit? To qualify for the Employee Retention Payments Credit, business operations must be fully or partially suspended due to a COVID-19-related governmental order during the quarter in question, or the employer must experience a greater than 50% reduction in quarterly receipts when compared to the employer's quarterly receipts from the same quarter in the prior year. The IRS stated that business operations are considered partially suspended if COVID-19-related restrictions limit operations such that the business can still operate, but not at its normal capacity. For example, the IRS stated that a partial suspension occurs if a governmental ordinance mandates the closure of restaurants, but still permits the restaurant to sell food and/or beverages on a carryout, drive-through, or delivery basis. Increase in tax credits for employers' portion of Medicare taxes and health plan expenses allocable to qualified leave payments. The tax credit for qualified leave payments is increased by the employer's portion of Medicare taxes paid on qualified leave payments, as well as qualified health plan expenses allocable to qualified leave payments, qualified health plan expenses. The IRS clarified that qualified health plan expenses generally includes employer contributions to a health plan on behalf of an employee, as well as employee contributions paid by pre-tax salary reductions. Qualified health plan expenses generally excludes health plan expenses paid by the employee with after-tax contributions or employer contributions to a health savings account. The IRS guidance provides examples that employers should find helpful in calculating the allocable qualified health plan expenses. Determining qualified wages for the employee retention payments credit. Eligible employers are entitled to the credit for qualified wages paid after March 12, 2020, and before January 1,